Hello, this is Bill Beekman, Vice President and Athletic Director, and I'm very excited to welcome to our program today Rick McNeil, who is the director of our recreational sports and fitness services on campus here at Michigan State University. Welcome to the program, Rick.
Well, thanks, Bill, and appreciate the invite and the opportunity for a conversation so that we can have a discussion about what is available, because I know, as we all know, the governor's got executive orders that's limited a lot of activities, health clubs, rec centers, and so this is a conversation to allow Spartans across the world to know what can be done virtually, as well as what our students can do on campus outdoors safely for those that, the few that do live in the res halls, and then for the thousands that are going to live in area surrounding apartments and houses.
Well, and Rick, let's start there. That's, I think, really, really fascinating. I mean, I think that when our students tend to think of recreational sports and fitness, they think about our three intramural buildings on campus. And I think people tend to think of things in a, you know, sometimes in a bricks and mortar kind of way. But your team is working very hard to make sure that regardless of where our students, faculty, staff are, really around the globe, that they have access to information about recreation and fitness. And before we got on the air today, you were sharing with me that you're doing some filming later today to facilitate that. So tell us about that exciting project.
Yeah, well, we're doing some filming today because with the current executive orders, our intramural facilities indoor are closed. But we've got 27 acres of outdoor recreation intramural fields. We've got tennis courts. As everybody knows who's been here, we got a gorgeous campus for outdoor activities from biking, walking, running. And so the filming today is to highlight what students can do, as well as, well, students, faculty, and staff, what they can do outdoors when you know, classes resume next Tuesday and what's available. And so that's the purpose of this filming today, as well as to remind people that we're continuing our virtual activities. We've been virtual since the 1st of April, and we've actually expanded on that, partnered with a private company, and this is going to be a membership-based system where Spartans across the globe could have access to our fitness offerings in a virtual platform, and they can get their exercise that way from wherever they're at. And then we're also going to have a few locations outdoors that are going to have live in-person with mask distance group exercise classes at about 15 different outdoor campus locations. And so that's a significant change from how we operated, you know, last fall's opening, when the predominant, you know, view is it's bricks and mortars. Well, now bricks and mortars are still closed, and our focus is what we can do outdoors, especially given our favorable fall weather, at least until mid-November.
Well, that's, you know, that's really exciting. I think that you know, so many folks on campus are exploring creative ways to you know, to problem solve and to think through how we can you know, how we can work with our students, faculty, and staff, you know, under these very challenging new circumstances. And and so this, you know, that's a very exciting project. So, you know, let's talk a little bit about, you know, the sort of, you know, in a normal world, if should we ever return to one, you know, our intramural facilities and rec sports provides so many, you know, so many things. And you know, share with us a little bit about what you know as hopefully we get back to normal at some point, what that looks like, you know, what services we have available across campus. And I think people would be surprised at the you know, the breadth of services that you provide.
Sure. So let me take us back a year ago and talk about how we looked last fall as a prime example. So our mission is to engage Spartans, and we identify Spartans as students, faculty, staff, retiree, and alumni. So we have actually changed our language to say we are messaging and serving Spartans, because it includes anyone who's a Spartan, and especially now that we have this virtual platform, we've got Spartans who are physically not on our campus. but to engage in healthy lifestyles through fitness, sport, and recreation opportunities, and then to give people, especially the students, an opportunity to experience new activities that they have never experienced in their life before, and they become lifetime activities. I'll take myself as an example. As an undergrad in the 70s, I learned through my mentors and football coaches the sport of paddleball. I've played paddleball the rest of my life since then, and had I not had that college experience, I never would have played paddleball because I wasn't a member of a private club when I grew up. So those activities, as you mentioned, are offered in three intramural buildings. We also use Demonstration Hall, the old hockey rink, as a multi-purpose facility for indoor soccer and activities. And then we have a gym in Hazlet on Lake Lansing, an outdoor sailing center. And because that's an outdoor activity, our sailing center has been open since the first weekend of June because that can comply with the governor's orders. We've had to have modified instruction. There's masks. And that facility, we're going to extend the hours and have the sailing center open as long as weather permitting. And if we get, you know, a nice fall, maybe we can stay open through the end of October. So that's continuing. And then we've got 27 acres of outdoor fields where we have predominantly our intramural sports participants. And we offer club competition for 28 club sports, many of them who play outdoors. So in a normal fall, we're going to have close to 10,000 students playing intramural sports. We have about 800 club sport athletes. Then we've got this drop-in recreation for our indoor facilities as well as our outdoor fields. So especially in the fall, when you combine indoor-outdoor, we literally have tens of thousands of Spartans who are being physically active.
And for people that haven't been in our facilities recently, yeah, I know that we've had some really very, very nice improvements. I was over at the IM East last summer, and the track that runs above the basketball courts was now open in a way that I think made it really, really nice. The I think a wall was taken down that made the space, you know, much sort of much fresher, and and I know we've done things in other facilities as well, and it's obviously a sort of Herculean task, because with the acreage you have and the indoor and outdoor facilities, the sailing center, there's an extraordinary amount to maintain. But can you share with us some of the renovations that have been put in place for people that maybe haven't been in our facilities recently?
This will be our third year of having our most recent renovations open. So about 4 years, we entered the planning of having some modest renovations that basically wasn't new construction. It took old spaces and gave them a completely different uplift. The track that you referenced at IM East was built in 1988 when IM East was open. And IM East is still our, quote, new IM building, but it's 32 years old. So there's a lot of things that are dated, similar to what you faced in athletic facilities. But yeah, the track was completely replaced. The perimeter wall that went around the inside of the track has been removed. The brick wall that separated the two courts is gone. So what's now is one big four-court basketball, 18,000-square-foot gymnasium with a running track above it that's a cabling system that looks down into it. So when students came back who had been here, it literally looked like a brand new track. And obviously for freshman students, when they come in, you know, that's all they've ever seen. Then IM Sports West, in what used to be the old turf arena, and at one point when we had registration, hand registration in the IM buildings, now I'm going back to my time 40 years ago, it was the pit. And so it was just an old carpeted area on concrete, and we had kind of makeshift tennis courts, and it had some multi-purpose, but it wasn't a very functional space. And so we had a complete changeover of that, new ventilation, lighting, and netting system, and the key component is it has artificial turf almost identical to what's in Duffy, in the same turf we have on Munfield. So that has now become a hotbed for our clubs, for futsal, that small court soccer, lacrosse, rugby. So our club teams now have an indoor facility for practice and training. And then the third renovation was in Dem Hall. What used to be the old hockey rink when we played hockey, and that facility closed when Munn opened in 74. It was on a concrete floor, and it had a real hard tile surface on it. And we had bought used boards and used glass from a indoor soccer facility that went out of business about 30 years ago. I remember that was one of my first projects for the late Dr. Sierra when I started here in 1987, is we gave it an uplift for indoor soccer. Well, now that facility was over 30 years old. The floor was cracking, the boards were hazardous. So again, the university invested more and they completely rebuilt that into a high quality indoor arena with a special focus on serving adaptive sports. So four nights a week, again, last year, our adaptive clubs and students with special needs had access to a space that was designed for them in mind. And it's one of the few arenas that had been built in recent memory in the state of Michigan to serve that adaptive population. So those were the three renovations that were done. And as you and I both know, we have an outdoor pool that was closed down 2 years ago. And we actually had combined a plan to replace the pool. And then the university hit, you know, as we're aware, a lot of financial hardships. And then the pandemic hit. So unless you know better about the outdoor pool, I think the outdoor pool project is on hold for a while yet. But that would be the next priority, is to get our outdoor pool back in service. And I don't have any good sense when that might happen.
No, and that's that's something that certainly is high on everybody's list. We've got people might be surprised to know we have three indoor pools on campus at IM Circle, IM West, and then a pool at Jennison Fieldhouse. But that outdoor pool was a lot of fun for people, particularly this time of year when it's the weather is warm and and that. That window seems so narrow in the state of Michigan that people really enjoy the outdoor pools. So we've got to work on that and get that back up and running as quickly as we can. There's so much to do on our campus, and I think when students come to campus, obviously they're focused on their studies and then homework and other things that come with that, and then they have the opportunity in their free time to explore sports, club sports, recreational opportunities, other clubs and other activities. But what's the easiest way for an incoming freshman, somebody that maybe isn't familiar with how our intramural facilities operate, how do they access those facilities? What do they need to do? What parts of our facilities can they use for free? And what things maybe have an additional cost? How would you share or orient an incoming freshman that maybe isn't as familiar with how to gain access to all the great things we're doing?
Sure, and we get that question every fall. By a lot of students, as well as by parents, because the parents want to know what opportunities are for their students, because a lot of these students come from very active high school athletic participation. They perhaps played club sports, a travel team. And when they come to Michigan State, they want to continue that interest and perhaps expand to others. So to begin with, all of our campus intramural buildings were built with a designated general fund. So our department, my budget, does not pay for facility operations, utilities, custodial, those types of things. It's all covered in the general fund. So there's no cost for any Spartan to access our indoor facilities. You simply have to have a valid ID, meaning you are a currently enrolled student, you are a currently employed faculty and staff, retiree status is good forever. And the one group that has to pay a small access fee is our alumni. We do ask our alumni pay an annual access fee. So that's how you access in normal times. You swipe your ID, and you have access to all of the general recreation drop-in areas, except everything with a fitness connotation. So at no cost, you can run on the track you talked about at IM East. You can use our racquetball squash courts, pick up basketball, volleyball. You can go lap swimming at one of the two pools you mentioned. We have classes in Jenison, but we have lap swimming at IM West and IM Circle. So a student has access to IM East, IM West, IM Circle, and because IM East was purposely built where it is, students don't have more than a 10-minute walk to any IM facility if they live on campus. So their ID gives them that general access. But our budget model, similar to your budget model of having fees to access athletic contests, there's a fee, a membership fee, to access our fitness centers, our group fitness classes. There's a fee to play competitive intramural sports, and our club sports require fees, usually through dues, for participation in club sports. So the fee-based system is really going to be dependent on what a student's interest or what a Spartan's interest is. But the fees are modest. As an example, we actually are launching a new membership system this year. Had we not been in this COVID environment, for $99, a student would have access to the fitness centers at IM East and West and all of our indoor group cycling classes for $99 for a semester. And that would have started this past week and went through the first day of classes in January. And they could have also purchased that membership to try it out on a weekly basis or a monthly basis. So we've had to put that plan on hold because our buildings are closed, but we are getting ready to launch the end of this week this remote membership that we can get into later on. But that's how Spartans access our facilities. Faculty and staff have always paid 20% higher fees than what students pay for fitness. But it is, again, it's fitness, club sports, and intramural sports that carry a fee, but there's a whole lot to do on this campus, both indoors and outdoor, without paying any additional fees.
Well, that's really I think that's really wonderful and provides opportunities for students to get out and blow off some steam and have a distraction from their day-to-day studies. There's one of the things that's always I've always found fascinating is the number of kinds of things you can do athletically. I mean, we all know about basketball and football and baseball and sports we might think of as traditional. But I had a friend who recently graduated from Michigan State, who was a member of the underwater hockey team, which before she told me she participated in that club, I didn't know such a crazy thing existed. But I think it just goes to the creativity of our students and the ways that they can dream up to have fun in ways that I suppose I couldn't have imagined. But are there other sort of interesting or unique sports that maybe somebody wouldn't have on top of mind that we sponsor or promote through our recreational sports?
Well, I'll address that question in kind of two ways, because the 28 club sports that I referenced are just the ones that our department sponsors, and we've got limits on facilities, and so there's a limit on how many club sports we can offer. But on this campus, there's over 900 student organizations whose purpose is to facilitate a student's interest in any type of an interest activity. And if you can imagine, that interest is almost infinity in terms of what students might have interest in participating in. And so with all these student organizations, all clubs have to be student organizations, but not all student organizations are club sports. So we sponsor about 28. And, you know, a lot of the conventional ones that you would have, and many of them are duplicates of the varsity athletic program. You know, a great example, let's take soccer. Soccer is offered for intercollegiate athletics, men's and women's. We have men's and women's soccer clubs, but they also have what they call a green club and a white club, kind of like the varsity and the junior varsity. But then you drop that down, and we have several hundred teams playing intramural soccer, and then throw in our outdoor soccer fields for drop-in. So soccer, for the last 20 years, soccer has been the most popular activity in intramural sports. It long overtook football and recently overtook basketball. So soccer is the one, and again, if you think back about it, some of our students have been, both men and women students, have been playing soccer their entire lives. So that interest continues. And so, but you're right, there's a lot of other unique ones. We have lots of martial arts clubs, judo, kendo. There's opportunity for fencing clubs. We have pom-pom. There's a sailing club. There's a table tennis. And it, and as you've mentioned, underwater hockey, which might be perhaps our most unique club. But again, that's 28 of nearly 900 other student organizations. So when this freshman comes in and doesn't know what to do, a great resource for them is to go to the student life office and just browse all of the clubs and activities that are on campus. There's a directory. They all have contact information. And when the students who are here on campus, our clubs are going to be trying to train in a different way. But a lot of that connections happens as soon as freshmen typically come to campus, is they get connected with a club team, come to our buildings, join an RSO, and that begins their Spartan connection for a lifetime.
And Rick, I know that usually we have this really extraordinary event at the beginning of the year called Sparticipation, where so many of those clubs have tables set up, and we have a dinner out on one of our fields, and students have the opportunity to explore any clubs they might be interested in. Obviously, in our current virtual environment, that participation process will be, you know, more online than it normally would be. But you're absolutely right. I think that a young person coming onto our campus has almost unlimited opportunity, and what someone needs to do is really grab it with both hands and dive in and explore different things, whether it's something sort of wacky like underwater hockey or the many martial arts, or something more traditional like basketball or soccer or those kinds of things. But certainly the sort of proverbial world is your oyster when you come to Michigan State, and there just is so much opportunity. So Rick, what I'm going to do is end on what I hope is a fun question for you, and that is, as the person whose day-to-day responsibility is directing all of this recreational and sporting activity, what's your favorite thing to do from a recreational and sport perspective?
My favorite activity is still going back to the one I play the most, and I practice and I work at it, and that's the game of golf. Like all golfers, you never reach your goal, because every golfer wants to be the best they can be, at least for me, for someone who's driven like that. And I'm driven to try to get better in golf whenever I play. And it's a goal I'm never going to accomplish. Even the golf professionals, you know, they're never going to accomplish all the goals they want, because it's a skill. One, it's a game I'll have with me the rest of my life, and that's why I love it. And I just love the variety of golf courses. Every golf course is unique. I mean, a tennis court's a tennis court. A basketball court's a basketball court. But a golf course, especially those that you can walk, is just it's a great way to spend 4 hours. And I love playing golf. But I'm also very active outdoors, a hunter, and trying to get back into fishing more. But probably the skill I'm most gifted at, I found out, is pickleball. Because I played racquetball and paddleball as an undergrad and played as an employee. And when pickleball became, I found out that it was a very natural transition. So I've got a really strong win-loss record on the pickleball court. So if you ever want to give me a challenge, I'm willing to take on anybody. I got no fear when it comes to pickleball.
Well, maybe I'll steer clear of you then. I don't know, but I think pickleball is one of those great things that that is just sort of shy of tennis. So people maybe with a little less mobility, or you know, it's a sort of a good in between sport that was created. And I've played a little bit, and it is great fun. It's great fun. And as we say, just one of the many, many opportunities available at Michigan State. Well, Rick, it's been a pleasure having you, and learning so much about the opportunities that not only our young people, but faculty, staff, alumni have as well, in terms of our recreational sports and intramural facilities, and the many, many options available to people, and the extraordinary job that you and your team do making those opportunities available. So thank you so much for joining us today.
Well, and thanks for the invite, and look forward to serving Spartans outdoors coming this fall. And go green!
Go white! Thanks so much.